Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Tes Vav. We are up to Sif Yud Beis. We are on the last line of page 248. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Beis, Hanote paroches v'kayotze ba. One who is spreading out a paroches or something similar, Tzarech lizor shelo yasa ohel b'sha shanote. As you're spreading it out, you have to make sure that you don't make an ohel. Lefikach, therefore, if it's a large paroches, tolen osa shnayim. You have to have two people that are spreading it out to make sure it doesn't get folded over a tefach. Aval echad aser, but one person to be hanging up a parochas that's very large, that's already going to be a problem. V'im hoisa kila sheyesh lagag, if it was a kila that has a roof, se'ein moschin osa va'afilu asara, you can't spread it out even with 10 people. She'efshar shelo tigva ma'at me'al ha'aretz, it's impossible that it will not be lifted up a tefa from the ground. V'te'osa ol arai, and it will be made an ol arai. If that sounds to not make so much sense, that is, you're understanding it properly. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly what's going on over here in Sif Yud Beis. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Gimel. The first point of the Mechaber was that if you are spreading out a parochas, you need to be careful not to make an ohel. Kol Zehu Lashon HaRambam. This Sif is the language of the Rambam. Usvirlen, he holds. The Afsha Mistama Yesh Alea Chutim Mi Be'er Shabbos. Even though Mistama, we're going to assume there are strings hanging down from this parochas from before Shabbos. The Ilav Hachi Aser Litlosa Ladaito. Because if not, it would be Aser to spread it out according to the Mechaber, according to the Rambam. Kemosha Kasava Shechonar B'Sifyud, like the Mechaber brought down in Sifyud. Afilu Hachi Tzarech Lizar B'Zeh. So even though there are the strings attached that benefit us, still, you have to be careful about this. The Shaar Tzion explains in Nun Aleph, the Rambam Ozer L'Shitaso. This Rambam is going L'Shitaso, the Sviru that he holds. The Kesheyeh HaKefel Rochav Tefach, if the top, the fold over, will end up being the width of a Tefach, Sulo Mahani Chuto Meshicha, will no longer help if you have the strings hanging from it. Masha'en Kein, V'Pirish Rashi, V'Harosh, V'Atur, the Sviru, the Tomid, Mahani Chuto Meshicha, Shuvin Lachosh Hazeh. According to the other Rishonim, once you have a string, you don't have to worry. Even if it's folded over a tefach, it's not a problem. But according to the Rambam, if it's folded over a tefach, then the chut does not help you. So this is the sheet of the Mechaber. So if you're spreading out a paroches, even if it has the strings on it, you must be careful that it doesn't fold over on top to be the width of a tefach. Sivkotan mem dalud. Make sure it's not an oal b'sha shenote as you spread it out. Kilomar, the b'sha sha'osek b'tliyasa. At the time that you are busy with the hanging up of this parochas, derechu shemiskapelas mi'at me'rachva. It's the normal way that it will get folded over a little bit widthwise. V'imyia ha'kefel tefach havelei ohel. And if the fold is going to be a tefach, it will be a problem making an ohel. Therefore, don't do it with one person. It's very likely it will fold over and create an ohel. Take two people. Sivkata memhei tolen osa shnayim. You need to fold it over, hang it up with two people. Dishnayim yicholim litloso kulo keechad shelo tiskapil. Two people can hang up the parochas in a proper way without having a concern that it's going to fold over. Masha'en kein echad, which is not the case if one person does it, then we're worried. Umitam zen, for this reason, yesh nimnoim tza shelo litlos haparochas b'Shabbos. For this reason, some people are machmir not to hang up a parochas on Shabbos. Again, for the concern that if it folds over a tefach, you have a problem of making an ola right. If you look in the Shaar Tzion over here in Nun Gimel, he says, the afagav de'enu mechaven lezeh, what's the concern? One person hanging it up, he doesn't mean to make an oel, so if it happens, there's a davar she'enu mechaven. V'al korchok anu mechrochen lomar desvir le de psik reishuhu. So we have to say that the understanding over here is that it's a psik reish, it's for sure going to happen. V'hu dochok, that's a doichok to say it's for sure going to happen. V'lu le de mistafina, zatech avaschaim, if I was not afraid, Hava Amin, I would have said, Dahai Memra Halohu Memra de Rabbi Gemara. This statement is really quoting a Memra of Rav in the Gemara. V'itochin Mishum de Rav Ozilu Shitase. And it could be that Rav is going, Lafi Hishita, the Svirle Dover Shein Meskavin Usser. Rav holds Dover Shein Meskavin as Usser, and therefore here's the Dover Shein Meskavin. It will be a problem. Ava Lafi Ze Yikshal Rambam. According to this, it's a problem with the Rambam. Sheposa kein lahalocha. He brings us down lahalocha. V'halo anan kaim alon davar shein miskavin mutter. But we hold davar shein miskavin is mutter. So how is the Rambam saying that it's us over here? So the Chavos Chaim is trying to understand what the problem is exactly. It's certainly a davar shein miskavin. So maybe it's a psik reisha, but that's very unlikely that it's going to happen for sure. Elamat davar shein miskavin. It's Rav holds davar shein miskavin is usher. So why is the Rambam passing like that? We really hold the davar shein miskavin is mutter. So therefore, the Chavos Chaim is a little bothered by this psak over here of the Rambam. But that's his discussion. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitos of Katan Ben Vav. So after the first part of the Mechaber, where he says that when you're hanging up a parochas, make sure you're using two people so it doesn't fold over a way that makes it an olarai. The Mechaber then said, a kilo that has a gag, you can't spread it out even with 10 people. Because it's impossible, it won't be raised above the ground a little bit, which will make it an olarai. So let's see what's going on over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Yuria Prusa Milamalal Ezadavar. This is a curtain that is hanging over from above onto something. Vinase Kein Talas Kfula Shabi Arnu B'Sivyud. It's like the case that we had in Sivyud of the talus that is folded over the pole. Umairi Bishakoruch Aleh Chutu Mashiach Amibel Yom. And again, we're talking about a case where there was a string hanging attached to it from before Shabbos. Dumya de Parochas. Like the case of the parochas, the ayriba meikara that we're discussing in the beginning of this sif, the tzarech l'dasa ramam shi'a le'achut karochut mi bod yom, that we need to feel the Rambam that it has a string hanging on it from before Shabbos, kanal b'sif yud. U'lahachim b'sayim she'esh l'gag. Therefore, the Mechaber says over here very specifically, the problem is going to be a kilo she'esh l'gag. Since there is a string, if there would be no gag, it would be no problem, so we're talking about there is a gag. Hainu. Sheyia alkoponim hagag rochav tefach. We're talking about a case where there's a gag that's the width of a tefach. V'kol shekein heicha shagag rochav harbe. Certainly if the gag is very wide. De'i ein lo lumala rochav tefach. Because if we're discussing a case where it doesn't have a gag that's even a tefach, halo kaimulon de mutter lefarsa lo kuliyama kishakorach aleh chutu mashichim bod yom. Then we said everyone holds its mutter. If it has a string attached to it before Shabbos, it doesn't have a roof of a tefach or more, so it's for sure mutter. So we're saying over here that it's a serious problem, and it has a string, it has to be that it's at least a tefach wide or wider, and therefore you can't spread it out even if you have 10 people. But then the Mechaber said, because it's impossible, now we're talking about a case where it's hanging on top, so it's hanging down over the ground, so then the Mechaber switches gears and he says, She'yevshar shelo tigba ma'at mi'al ha'aretz. It's impossible, it's not raised up a little bit from the ground. V'te'osa olarai, it makes an olarai. Which according to the case that we just set up, it doesn't make any sense. Why would it be an olarai if it's raised up a tefach from the ground? If it's just hanging down, it doesn't make sense. So Zakta Mishavura, Ratzalome, here the Mechaber means to say, D'lo neima, don't say, Heicha shakila hi rechava, if this kila is wide, Shekol echad yiksho rakzavis akila laksalim. That we should use it the other way. Take the four corners and put them into the wall on the four sides and have it hanging downward. Don't make your wall that way. V'nishar emtza ha'kila munach al ha'karka. The benefit will be that the middle of the kila is resting on the ground. That you shouldn't do. V'ein shem olaleh, and it would avoid the shem ohel. Kamash v'lon, zakt mechaber, although you have good intentions, you want to hang it up on four sides, let it hang down so you're not making an ohel. There the concern is when you're plugging down the four sides, it might raise up off the ground, the tefach, and now you made an ohel. You're trying to avoid the ohel, but your gufa very likely will make an ohel in the bottom part if it doesn't reach all the way down to the ground. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Gimel. And here we'll get to some practical applications of this halacha. Beged sheshotchin al pi hechavis l'chasos. You have a garment that you're spreading out over a barrel to cover it. Lo yishtachenu al panei kulo. Don't spread out the garment over the entire barrel. Mishum oil, because you're making an oil. Elo yaniach tzas menugula. Rather, spread the garment over, but leave some of the barrel open. Vahani mili kishakuba chasera tefach. This concern of covering the whole barrel with the garment is only if the kuba, which is pirish kli, the vessel, is lacking a tefach, meaning the water, the wine, whatever is in it, is down a tefach, so by covering it, you're making an ol tefach between the cover and the wine level. Avalim eino chaseira tefach mutter. But if the wine is very high, it's not lacking a tefach, then it's 100% fine to ein kan ol. So the whole concern over here is, if the water level or wine level is a tefach below the top, and you put a garment covering the whole thing, you just made an ol tefach. But if the wine level is higher, it's not an ol tefach, it's fine. If you don't cover the garment over the entire kli, it's also fine. That's not considered an ol, that would be okay. Zakta mishaburis if katan memches. So we said a garment that you're spreading out over a barrel. So you don't want to spread it out over the entire barrel because you're making an oil. The afa gavde shari lahachzira kedera al gavde kira. Even though we learned earlier, when you have a kira, you have a stove that's called a kira, you're allowed to return the pot to the kira. Velo chayshinan mishum oil. Even though the kira has walls, and now you're putting the pot on top, the pot is becoming a gag to the walls, we're not worried about oil. Hoel v'amechitzos kfar asuyos. The walls were already made, so all you're doing is putting the top part by putting the kedera on top. Uba'oel kazesh she'en kavanasa la'oel. And this kind of oil, your intention is not for the oil underneath. Elisha memela nasa. The oil underneath is just happening on its own. So eno aser ela im yasa mechitzos gamkein. As we learned already a bunch of times, that's only aser if you put up the walls and the gag. But when the walls are already made and you're only putting up a gag, and your intention is not for underneath the gag, then it's mutter. The cannabis of gimel mishabura, like we learned earlier. So therefore the mishabura is bothered over here. Why is it a problem if you're spreading the sheet over the barrel? The barrel is pre-made walls. So all you're doing is putting the covering on top of it. You're only putting the gag, which l'chora should be similar to the case of the kedera al gabe kira, which is mutter. Says the Chavetz Chaim Yishlomar, Hoel v'hakuba rechava yoser midai. Since this kuba, this kli is very wide, nase ka'ohel. We saw this quoted earlier as well in the siman that if the kli is very wide, then just putting the gag will be a problem. That's what's going on over here. It's a very wide kli, and therefore, even though you're not making the walls, you're just putting the gag on top, it's going to be usser. Ulefiza, according to this, so masha kasa b'shulchanor chavis. That which the Mechaber starts with the case of the Chavis, Hainunami b'Rechava Harbi, it's also talking about a very wide Chavis. Because of Amagin Avram b'Sivkot and Vav, Duhu Adin b'Teva Rechava, the same thing is true if you have a box that's very wide, Sheyesh Allah Kisrui, that has a covering, in Eino Kavua b'Tzirim, if it is not attached with hinges, Osir L'Haniach Aleh b'Shabbos, you cannot place the covering on the box on Shabbos. V'Teva She'eino Rechava Kolkach, but if you have a box that is not so wide, then mutar l'chasosa, then again, you are allowed to cover it, because all you're doing is putting the gag on, the mechitzos of the box are already there. Ve'ein bazem mishum chshash oel, there's no concern in that case of an oel. Hoel v'hamechitzos kvar asuyos, because the walls are already made. So as long as the walls are already made, and you're just putting on a gag, and your intention is not for the airspace underneath it for protection, so then it is mutter as long as the kli is not too wide. So obviously over here, if we're saying the concern of an oil, it has to be that it's very wide. That way, even though you're only putting the cover on top and not making the mechitzos, it will be a problem. In a case where you're moving this box from place A to place B, so you're first moving the box, and then you're placing the cover on it, Aser b'chol gavni, that will be aser in all cases. Tahavi ayidei ha-madoso kilu osa ha-mechitza imakisu biyachad. Because by moving the kli from place A to place B, from place A to place B, you are basically making the mechitzos in place B, and now when you cover it, you're making mechitzos and a gag, that's going to be aser. V'lochein tzarech li'zar v'sudos gedolos, therefore one has to be careful when there's a large suda. Shemanichim shulchonos al-chavios. They used to make a big table, they would take a big piece of wood and put it on top of barrels. So if the barrels are empty, and they're upright, and the open side is on top, you're making an oel over the four barrels. So you have to make sure, as the Mishabu is going to say, that you flip the barrels over, so you're not making an oel by putting the table on top of the barrels. That's what he writes. Therefore, Tzarech Lizar Besudos Gedolos Shemanichin Shulchonos Achavios, make sure that the open part of the barrel, you flip it over, letzara karka. It's facing downward. And you place the table over the closed side of the barrel, so the tabletop that's being placed on the barrel is not making an oil. The barrel's upside down, so there's no oil being created. Od kosav, ditish kestil, which is a drawer. This is a drawer that's under a table that comes out totally from the table. If this drawer is a tefach deep, you can't put the drawer back in the table. You're making an oel. Sha'osa ola, that's going to be usur. V'chein mita shekorin shlafbank. So too, this kind of bed, we had it once before, a shlafbank. Sheyesh lo kisui. It's a bed that has a covering. Ve'ena mechuberes betzirim. And the covering is not connected with hinges. Ein lahachzir ola la kisui. Don't return the kisui to the bed. Diyesh bazem mishum asiyas ohel. There also there's a problem of asiyas ohel. Mikomokom ein limchos banohogim hokel bechose. Don't be protesting against those who are lenient in all these cases. Diyesh lahem al mishi yismachu. They have what to rely on. Ve'hem das harayvet baharashba. Sha'ovi lakamon misifkotam en test. That's the sheet of the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rabbi that we'll see in the next Sivkotam. Vegam das habach ein shom v'ayin b'ralocha. Sivkotam mem test, then we'll go to a couple of notes. Chaseir tefach. We said the whole problem with stretching out the garment over the entire barrel is only a problem if the wine level is down to tefach, so you have room to make an oel. Kilomar she'enu malei, it's not full. The imkein ain't kan oel. Because if it is full, there's no oel. When it's lacking, that you have from the covering down to what's inside this kli is a tefach, then it's an ohel. So only if from the level of the liquid till the covering is a tefach, then you have a problem. If it's less than a tefach, no problem. Vidas harayvav Rashba that we just quoted in the last of Katan, the bechol gavni ein bikisui kela mishum ohel. Covering a kli is never a problem according to them of an ohel. Note 103 explains why. Ubatam adavar kosava chazanush. Shekevan shekachi derel tashmisho tamid. That is the way you normally use a kli, by covering it and uncovering it. Nechshav adavar kedelas velo ohel. It's called a door. It's not called an ohel, and it's going to be mutter. So we don't necessarily hold like that, but there are shittas in the Rishonim, the Ravid and the Rashba, that hold like that. So if people are already doing it, we say don't protest against them. Back to the Mishavura. V'hoda osur b'gemara l'chasos al kola kuba gigis. That which the Gemara says is osur to cover this whole vat, this whole barrel. Mipnei shenire kemishamir. So these Rishonim will say it's not a problem of asiyas oil. They say the problem is it looks like you're straining. Rotzalomer ki'ilu mesanim en apsolas. Looks like you're straining out the psolas from the top, and therefore covering it is a problem because it looks like you're straining. V'nochon lahachmir kedas ha-shulchan aruch shehi das harbi rishonim. It's proper to be machmir like the shulchan aruch, because that's the opinion of any rishonim. V'al kein, and therefore, chavis gedola, a big barrel, shel mayim, that has water in it, ein l'chasosa kula b'shabbos, kishe'ena malea kula. If it's not full, and there's a space of a tefach, don't cover it on Shabbos the whole way. It's going to be a problem. The Shaar Tzion writes in Nuntes, V'imhoysom mechusam yer Shabbos afil b'miksas. But if this barrel of water was covered even a little bit from before Shabbos, mutter l'chasosa kula b'Shabbos, then you could finish up the covering on Shabbos. To sofe al oel aray shari. Because like we looked already many times, adding on to an existing oel aray is mutter. So it was covered already at tefach, you could spread it the rest of the way. But if it's not covered before Shabbos, do not cover it on Shabbos. We're following the sheet of the Mechaber that says it's usr. V'anohagim lohokil bazeh. But again, those who are knowing to be lenient to cover these barrels, ein limchos biyodam, do not protest against them. Sheish lam amilasot, they have who to rely on. The kanal b'sivkotam emches, like we just said before, the Ravid and the Rashbin sivkotam emches. Very gishmak and note over here, note number 101, very lamaisa. It's going on the third line of the Mishabura on page 250. The Mechaber said if a draw from a table falls out, now it's important that it's on a table, as we'll see, it's one draw. By putting it back in, if it's a tefach width, the depth of this draw, you're making an oel. And therefore it's going to be osur. That's what the Mishabura writes. Im yesh tefach ba'omek chalala, osur lach zira sh'osa oel. Note 101. V'achazunish kosov she'ein dvarav muvanim. The Chazunish writes, I don't understand what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Sharei osem mechitza below gag. When you're putting the draw back in the table, the gag is the tabletop. It's already there. All you're doing is making walls. We said walls are only a problem if it's a mechitza materis. If you're making walls that are right, it's only us if it's being matir sukkah. So matir tashra shamita. But putting a draw back into a table where the top is already there, all you're doing is making walls. Umutter lahamid mechitza asarai. You're allowed to set up a temporary wall. Kishaina materis. If it's not bimater something, kam kishem amida tachas gag. Even if you're putting the wall under a roof, so what's the problem over here? Says the Chazon Ish. Ukeshem shemutter lahamid dofen revi'i shal sukkah tachas haschach. Just like if you have a mutter sukkah, you have three walls, you're allowed to add a fourth wall on Shabbos, no problem. You're adding a mechitza to an existing oel. So here also, you have the top, you're putting in the walls. What's the problem? Elosh Kosav, Sheesh Lodun Lasur Zos Mishumboine. Says the Chazanish, the problem here is not making an oil, the problem here is binyan. Shekevan Shein Derech Lahosir as Hamageira Kula Mea Shulchan. Since it's not the normal way to take out this drawer totally from the Kli, Nechsheves Hachzarosa Kabinyan. So when you put it back in, you're building. You're doing binyan. Vesimony ends off. Shemikomokon Kevan Shi Rufuya. Lamai says, since it's very loose, Mutter lahachzira. Is that the Chazanish? That which the Mishabura says is aser, I hold is mutter. You're allowed to return it. Vidina kimenorah shall prokem shemutter lahachzira b'ofen rafui, like the case of a menorah made out of different pieces, that you're allowed to put it together in a loose way. Now skip the brackets, and he writes a very interesting thing. So what's pshat in the Chavetz Chaim? L'maisa, the Chazanish has a good taina. All you're doing is adding walls. You're allowed to add walls. If the gag is there, you're allowed to add walls. So why is the Chavetz Chaim saying it's aser? Zakar shomaz amin arbach. Ubebir shitas a mishabura bir agonoshon zam orbach. Shegag sha'ome mi bod yom, a gag that's existing before Shabbos, ain't ochanami. Mutter bishabbos lahavi mechitza tachtov. Then you could add a wall. You have a real gag, add a wall afterwards, no problem. Mikavan shekvar shimish ktsas kegag gam kodim shahoyu lo mechitzos. It was already servicing as a gag before you added the wall. So you're not doing anything by adding a wall. That's mutter. Aval b'shulchan, but in this case where there's a table, shebelo hamigera shetachtav eino nechshav klal kigag lechalo shetachtav. Without the drawer that's there, the tabletop is not covering anything. It's not an oil over anything. It's not a gag. It doesn't have a shame gag when Shabbos comes in. Nimtza shirak ayidei hachnosas hamigera hu ose gag u'muchitzas yachad. By you putting the drawer back in, you're now making the walls and the gag. Because you're making the tabletop into the gag. A tabletop be'etzim is not a gag. If you have a regular gag, that before Shabbos it was a gag and you want to add a wall, that's fine. But something that's not a gag, but by adding walls, you're giving it a shame gag. So there says the Shlomo Zalman, that's what the Chavetz Chaim means when he says it's aser. For and furthermore, shebekach hu gam mevi es kakarka shetachas hagag, v'hi karkos hamigera, v'zeh agorim l'shulchan l'yechoshev kegag v'aser afshu aser shumaisa. Zakar Shlomo Zalman, furthermore, over here you're not only adding the walls, you're adding the floor. When you put the drawer in, it has walls, it also has a bottom. So you're adding a whole new dimension. It's not just adding walls, you're creating a whole matzav over here, and that's why it's more chamer.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.